of this study group, and I
Not
will.
immediately, or we'll let's just call it a preface to motion number two, and that I believe will be handled by Kelly and Sue.
Yes, I was just talking about posting that into the chat, and I will give you the floor very shortly. So maybe you could start your presentation of 5 minutes while I'll deal with that. Please go ahead. And the section for the presentation of the motion two is now starting.
This is Kelly. I'm presenting on concept six. Is that what we're referring to? Gotcha. Okay.
Actually, yes, sorry, Kelly, yes.
Okay, can you guys see my screen?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you can give me 5 minutes with a 4 minute heads up, at that point, I definitely want to hand it over to Sue. And I am going to read from my slides, and that's the only way to keep it to my time. So concept six, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Concept six discusses various roles of the conference and the Board of Trustees in World Service and how those two entities interact. Okay, here's the current version of concept six as we know it now. And I'm going to pause for 20 seconds to allow you all to read through it. If you notice, we've bolded certain phrases. These are the phrases and the ideas that our committee has seen as potentially confusing, and we have sort of been wrestling with language. So I'm going to pause.
Would it make sense to read it out loud for the recording?
I don't know. Would it?
I propose we do so.
Okay. On behalf of ACA as a whole, our annual business conference has the principal responsibility for the maintenance of our world services, and it traditionally has the final decision respecting large matters of general policy and finance. But the annual business conference also recognizes that the chief initiative and the active responsibility in most of these matters would be exercised primarily by the trustee members of the World Service Organization when they act among themselves as the World Service Organization of Adult Children of Alcoholics. Okay, next slide. First thoughts for our committee. Why is this so long and wordy? That's from Stranger Things. No wonder it's confusing to members. Let's try to shorten it for more clarity. Then we realize that less words seem to equal more confusion because of less clarity. So back to the drawing board. Our first question was, what is the intent of concept six? Intent, we think, is to clarify boundaries of and between the conference and WSO for greater collaboration, which will assist in the conference and the WSO being able to carry out their responsibilities to the fellowship. Okay, draft language. So this is completely a
Malcolm,
work in progress. But again, the
in-depth
bolded
stuff and its
phrases
purpose
are
to
what
labor
we're trying to
quickly,
clarify.
concluding the studying the
And
concepts
as you
right
can
now
see,
with
at this
no
point,
to.
it's longer than the original version. But again, trying to get to clarity. I'm going to read it. The World Service Organization is a service arm of the Conference of Delegates, and the WSO board functions as a trusted servant of the conference. By tradition, the conference has the final decision on large matters of policy and finance in world service matters as determined by the conference. By tradition, the conference has the right to specify of the board whatever transparency and other support communication it needs to conduct an informed group conscience. The conference recognizes the WSO has primary administrative and operational authority in world service matters. The board, its committees, and special workers may use their initiative and discernment in carrying out WSO obligations, implementing conference directives, and making recommendations for conference consideration. Again, this is a work in progress. These are the questions that we are considering as we are drafting this language. These sort of are the four big ones, And these sort of go back to what was bolded in the original concept, as well as our draft in progress. One, that the WSO is a service arm of the conference, and the WSO board are trusted servants. This is as per Tradition 9. Two, that the conference has the right and responsibility to approve, request, ask, deny, allow, direct any large policy and financial decisions that affect ACA as a whole from the WSO as they relate to World Service matters.
Gentle time, 1 minute.
Thank you.
1 minute left.
Yeah. In order for the conference to carry out this responsibility, they need to be fully informed. Conference cannot speak to what they don't know, hence including the words transparency and support for the conference to have adequate input and final decision in large matters. And four, in order for the WSO, its board and committees to carry out their responsibilities, they need to be given the room, which is trust, to carry out conference directives on a consistent basis and use their initiative. In other words, we, the conference, cannot micromanage the WSO, its board, and its committees, especially in legal matters. And I just want to say this lastly, and then I'm going to turn it to Sue. It is not likely that we will be able to come up with language that details every possible scenario that will undoubtedly arise in our fellowship and its service structure. The charter that ABC Study Group is working on will hopefully address that further. It is our hope, though, that we can provide a guideline based on spiritual principles by which the various groups can work together for the benefit of providing an informed group conscience platform for the fellowship as a whole. This would be our guiding star. And I would like to hand it over to Sue, and I can go back to any of the slides that she or any of the delegates would like. Sue, would you like to comment, thoughts?
Yeah, thank you, Kelly, so much. Is there something on slide 7 that we should be aware of? I see we're on slide 6.
Well, this is our discussion with Q&A. That's sort of last.
Okay, so we'll go back to slide 6. I am part of the Concept 2 and 6 study, as well as Dove is from the board, and it's a wonderful team. Again, if you want to learn more about the concepts and have a voice, please join us, because it's a wonderful committee, a wonderful study. So I would just add that a lot of the language can be confusing in all of the concepts, for that matter. And most other 12-step world services are examining their concepts if they haven't already done it. So we're not ready to propose a new Concept 6, hence this is why we need an extension, plus some other reasons that Coz will be speaking about. So again, I'll pass it back to Coz, because I think we have to get to the motion soon. Kelly, do you have anything else that you have to ask?
I thought that we were going to do a little Q&A with delegates before we went to Coz. Is that, do we have time for that? How are we going to do that?
Let's ask our chair and our timekeepers about that. Who's chairing?
I see Kelly is, as a timekeeper, has her hand up.
So. Yeah, sorry, thanks. I was just curious about if I should be timing Sue in that moment. But yeah, I guess the question is, do we have time, and how much time for the Q&A? And I'm not the one timing the section, so I will let our timekeeper or section timekeeper jump in with where we're at.
So what I would suggest generally is that we move to the second motion that the study would want delegates to consider, and then I would pass it on to Cass to present that.
Okay. And Edmundus, for Kelly, I think we could do, Kelly, I think question and answer could come after that when we're talking about the motion, plus if there's anything about Concept 6. Would that be acceptable, Edmundus?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And we will have a discussion after Kaz's presentation as well. So yeah.
Okay, if I can have a screen, I will share. Let's see, come on, get this up. That's not what I want. Okay, I'm going to say share here. I don't know why it disappeared, but I will get back. There we go. There we go. Pardon me. Okay, this is the basic proposal. We propose a 2 to 3 year extension.
Would you like the warning and how much time would you like?
Please give me a warning at maybe 5 minutes. I hope I won't even use that. We propose a 2 to 3 year extension and an expansion of scope. The extension is so that we can finish and refine language for Concept 6. We intend to present it at the very next business meeting, whether that's a quarterly or whatever else happens as a result of the vote on the proposal regarding QDMs. The scope expansion is to look at updates to other concepts and make recommendations to better integrate the concepts into the World Service Conference and the World Service Organization. To explain that latter, that would include such things as having monthly sessions, recommending monthly sessions, coming up with other literature, which would probably come more through the literature groups, et cetera, et cetera. And all I can say is we're not, as you can see, we've worked hard. We have finalized number 2. We've worked hard. We've got a really strong draft of number 6. And we just have to admit that we need more time because this issue is extremely complex and involved a lot of history going through what the other traditions, AA, et cetera, have already created and their background material, which has been very, very helpful. So I will end with that.
So, Kaz, and this is a question to your entire team. Does anybody has a second motion clear-cut text? Because
here's the clear cut text right there. So we are moving that.
Okay. Thank you. So any wants a second now from the floor to have a discussion on that second motion? And I see GA020, Laura M, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I second that motion.
So a note to timers. Now we are moving into Q&A of 20 minutes for the discussion of the motion number 2. And dear delegates, please line up with your questions.
And just if I may gently interrupt, we agreed that we would, if they had questions about Concept 6, that would be included in this question period. And
yes,
Kelly,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Brad, you want to go?
Sure. The Concept 2 and 6 Study Committee report says that there have been connections between the concept study and the ABC study and suggests that the collaboration between the two is important to success in both. And yet the motion does not mention anything about that collaboration between the two studies. Would it not be helpful to formalize how that collaboration is going to take place?
Thank you for that question. Just to clarify, members of this study group are in fact already members of the charter group, the ABC. And so that collaboration has been ongoing, and it was our intent to inherently include exactly that as to the consideration of updates to other concepts and recommendations for better integration.
If I may respond briefly as well, I think, Brad, to your specific point, I think the intent is to continue enhancing that collaboration between the Concepts 2 and 6 committee and the ABC study committee that's working on the charter. However, a lot of that's TBD, and I would avoid sort of getting into trying to specify that in this motion and just make sure those two groups sort of follow up after the conference, assuming this passes and we get an extension so we don't die at the end of, you know, today, to explore how to do that without trying to get into doing that in this motion. Thanks.
Shangri-La.
IG 721, please. Yes. Go ahead, Shangri-La.
Thank you. My question is related to the use of word service arm, and it is a bit confusing because WSO should actually be the business or the executive arm of the conference, and the word service kind of confuses whether they are directly making decisions or they are taking directions from the conference. Obviously, we cannot do anything which does not sit with the law of the land, but that word itself causes me confusion. Thank you.
We, just as a quick response, we have used the terminology used in all other 12-step groups that refer to all bodies within the organization as service arms of one type or another. But there may be more appropriate terminology. We are not bound by what others do. So again, this is part of the consideration process.
Next, THA0010, Brian, please go ahead.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm a child of an alcoholic. I'm in Thailand. Hey, guys. I appreciate the group that studied this for a year. It's been on the last ABC, the quarterly delegates, all three meetings. For me, I apologize for saying this, but it didn't look there's been that much progress in 1 year. Honestly, for my local meeting, my regional area, this is not really a high priority. And being a nonprofit, we need to focus on what we can get done and what we really need to get done, versus just debating different issues that maybe are a little bit too abstract. It's also one of those topics that's really a turnoff. This is why it's difficult for me to get any other people throughout Asia to be a delegate, because, yeah, this is at 10:30 at night, and it's kind of a really, really dry topic. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you. You are heard.
I will only say you have been heard, and it's not just Indians who find this topic too dry to be interested. Or I should say ties.
Next we go to PA0174, Buddy S. Please go ahead.
Yes, you guys can hear me. Okay, I just want to make a point of clarification that neither Concept 2 nor Concept 6 are designed as a standalone concept. They don't exist in a vacuum. In order to ask a question about Concept 2, one must look at all 12 concepts. Earlier, a question was posted about changing some of the language in the proposed Concept 2, but one needs to read Concept 3 to understand to change it, the language. We don't want to undercut the right of decision by the individual committee or board members. So that's my point. It's just to read all 12 of them before trying to change one of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Buddy. And that has very much been part of many, many conversations on this group. What we can and cannot do based on what we were asked to do.
Can I ask the timers how much time for the discussion we still have?
So for the Q&A, we have 13 and a half minutes left.
Okay, thank you. Please, Web0384, Patty, go ahead.
Yeah, hey all, thanks. Let's see, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the names of the folks who made the presentation. Thank you, folks who made the presentation for Concept 6. I appreciate the hard work put into it. And I'm just wondering, I'm just putting it out there to the study group and the folks working on the languaging, if the group studying and helping redraft this concept would consider significantly shortening this concept in comparison to other concepts. I've looked at three, DAA and AC, and sorry, Al-Anon, and the key word that jumps out is administrative duty. And that is very clear. And also along the lines, just to piggyback a while back to Ruby's point of, you know, keeping these concepts user-friendly in that we can practice them in our lives, that they are not dry pieces of work. They're not dry language. They are actually principles that we can live by. So I'm just wondering if the group would be open to significantly shortening and the draft and including the
That's
word
gentle time.
Thank you. The words administrative wording. Thank you.
Quick response to that.
Can we ask Kelly to respond? Kelly, can you go ahead?
Yeah, and I can certainly appreciate that. And that definitely was our initial thought. Like, it's too wordy. No wonder it's confusing. And we did look at the concepts in other programs, and we did see some significantly shorter. We attempted to shorten it, and then we felt like, well, our whole point is to get more clarity around this concept. And we weren't getting it with less words. We are still working towards shortening it for sure, because it is taken that, you know, part of the as I've heard the word used, dryness of the concepts is a bit of a turnoff, even though they're extremely important as far as, you know, a structural service structural sort of guideline. So we're working on it, and that has been noted. And we'll see what we come out with. Again, just the idea of trying to get more clarity with less words is proving to be a little bit of a challenge, but working on it, heading there, hopefully.
And just for information, there is a tradition, I forget which one it is, that has both a short form and a long form of traditions.
And concepts in AA.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I meant concept, yes.
Next we go to ZAF0008, Marion, from, please go ahead.
Hi there, thank you. Thank you for everyone who has done this work. There are a couple of things. I used to think the concepts were dry and boring until I got involved in service, and now they are my go-to for everything. So I have become aware of how important they are and how sometimes the integration of the concepts is as important as the specifics. So I have come to realize this needs some proper thought and an integrated approach. And I really want to support both of these. And what was mentioned by another delegate, I kind of debated talking about it, but the importance of bringing the awareness to the rest of the fellowship of how to apply this in practice, because it's only through my service sponsor that I came to understand the value and the usefulness of this. So yeah, I really think it does need time, proper attention, an integrated approach, and then an expanded awareness brought out to the fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you. We will have last question, Web0061, Ruby G. Welcome, Ruby.
Oh, I was struggling with my camera there. Sorry, guys. Hi, Ruby here, gratefully recovering in ACA. I just wanted to, I appreciate all the work you guys are doing. I think it's amazing. And I also I don't subscribe to the notion that the concepts are dry. They're integral in my life and how I relate to communities beyond the community of self, the community and how I interact with my peers, my family members, but it also gives me structure around how I can interact with, well, the world, simply put. And it allows me to understand that I'm just part of a community, a global community. And lastly, with the last few seconds I have, I think that for me, it lacks clarity around boundaries. And I tend to think of the concepts of establishing the differences between legal duties, because we are an organization at the end of the day, and how we apply the traditions as a member of the fellowship. So maybe some clarity around that will help people see it as being less dry. Just a thought, but I support the extension wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to gently inquire a delegate from Texas, Denise Hart, you have your hand up. We still have time for a question.
No, I took my hand down. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, Brad, it signals to me that the delegates are ready to move on to a motion to voting. Could
Ed
you?
Mundus, sorry to interrupt. Web1148 has their hand up.
Okay. Let's hear that as the last delegate and move to the motion process voting.
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Akshaya N. From the Misawa web meeting. Thank you so much for all the work that's put into this. I am a first-time delegate. I'm pretty new to WSO, so I don't have a lot of the context or the history of this. Could someone kind of shed light on why the concepts, or revising the concepts, I should say, were split up into specific numbers, or why it wasn't holistically done from the jump? Like, what was the impetus for that? Thank you.
Can I respond to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So like I said in my presentation, it's a great question, by the way. All this was kicked off by a ballot proposal 2 years ago. So I just want to go over that ballot proposal, because I think it will clarify exactly what you were talking about. Let's see here. Oh, give me 1 second here. I'm going to pull this up. I have this here. Let me share my screen. If that's okay, can I share my screen? It'll stop sharing what's currently sharing.
Yeah, very shortly, for 1 minute, because
I understand. I'm trying to answer the question. It's a very important question. So let's see here. Sorry, I could have had this teed up. Let's see here. Here we go. Whoa. Okay. Now, I'm looking at the wrong one. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, my bad. There was a, I'm going to, in case I can't pull this up. Yeah, there was a ballot proposal that looked specifically at revising 2 and 6. And so initially what happened was that ballot proposal was made. It came to the conference. And what the conference decided to do 2 years ago was not to actually do those changes. Here we go. So this, can you see this? This was the ballot proposal that initially came in 2 years ago. To change concepts 2 and 6 to clearly identify the annual business conference as the seat of the actual voice and effective conscience of our fellowship. Suggested changes will clarify that authority for the maintenance of world services is delegated to the ABC by the fellowship, while trustee members of the ACA World Service Organization are empowered by the ABC to act as legal agents for the fellowship regarding the maintenance of world services. 2 years ago, the conference examined that, and the motion that passed, sort of like we're doing motions here today, was to create an ad hoc committee to study potential changes to concept 2 and 6 and report back on those. So does that answer the question?
We hope that it does. Okay. And I see a thumbs up. So let's move on to election buddy to vote for motion two, dear delegates. Brian L.
Okay, let's do that. So you're going to see the screen here. This is the same. Whoops. Nope. Hold on a second. That's not what I wanted to share. Give me another moment here.
And co-chairs are receiving questions, so we will have a break. Right after this of 15 minutes, just an FYI, dear delegates.
Okay, thanks for bearing with me. Sorry about that, wrong screen open. Okay, so this is the motion we're looking at. The first one is to go into worldwide online voting. The second one is would like minor changes, which means the delegates could recraft the motion. Defer it to a future meeting or not in favor. I'm going to start this in just a few seconds here, and I'll let you guys know when I have it started. Okay, the vote is started. We'll do about two minutes on this. Remember, if it doesn't come up in 5 or 10 seconds, refresh your browser. If still doesn't come up, log in and out of Election Buddy. And as Kaz says, don't forget to submit and click next vote.
Seconds left. Okay, hit that submit button. It's closing. Here are our results. This easily made quorum, and it did pass with 91% showing. And Kaz, I'm sorry, I said Kaz. I have been corrected, and I'll get you right.
Not to worry. Happens all the time.